This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning, this New Year's Day 2017. It's great to have you in church here today on this Sunday morning, or whatever day or night you may be attending Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome all of our members across America and around the world this morning, as well as those of you who may be visiting. We're responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. We're a house of prayer here, and we're a house of prayer for all nations. In fact, we're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Church on this Sunday morning, or whatever day or night you may be attending. We recognize that because of various reasons, everybody can't attend church on Sunday morning. So we have made this service available every night of the week at 8 p.m. starting this week, every night of the week at 8 p.m. Central Time, and every weekday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. You can join us here on Breakout Radio Church by listening to BPNRadio.com. That stands for Breakout Prayer Network. Listen to BPNRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, or KJAK Radio in Lubbock, Texas, at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning by going to KJAK.com. So, tell your friends, remember that Breakout Radio Church is connecting a community of believers across America and around the world who may not have a home church or who may not have a pastor. You too can be a member of this worldwide church. And after my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a member. I would like to say that Gene and I will be ministering at Celebration of Life Church in Baytown, Texas this morning, a church led by Todd and Cindy Mooring and Callie Hargraves, as they celebrate their 15th church anniversary. The church is located at 120 South Alexander Drive in Baytown, Texas. And Baytown, of course, is a adjacent to Houston, Texas, and we're looking forward to seeing the congregation there, many of our friends. If you need prayer or someone to talk to during this service today, you can contact a member of our church leadership team who is ready to visit with you or pray with you in our prayer room anytime during the service this morning and following this service. All you need to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. When you get there, you click on Meeting Room at breakoutradiochurch.com, and someone will be there to pray with you, answer your questions, and anything you might want to share with them or have them to pray with you. And so here we go. Father, we just pray that you would mightily anoint this church service today here on BPN Radio. TuneIn Radio or KJAK Radio, Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning or whenever people may be listening. We just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, here on this New Year's Day, 2017, Lord, we anticipate a great year, and this morning I'm going to have a special sermon that I'm going to preach, and so, but first of all, Brian and Kristen Ming, our worship leaders, are coming, and we're just going to exalt the Lord. Everybody get ready as we praise Him and honor Him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So here we go.
Whoa.
Well, praise God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. We're so very, very thankful and grateful to have you here in church today, here at Breakout Radio Church, calling people across America and around the world to be a part of what God is doing in this brand new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. So very, very thankful and grateful to have you here in church with us today. If you're visiting Breakout Radio Church, we want to welcome you. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Judges. The Holy Spirit has given me a word to share today. I know that it's going to be a blessing to you, and we're just so very, very thankful for the opportunity to lead Breakout Radio Church. Okay, if you found Judges chapter 4, I'm going to read it to you beginning with verse 1, and this is from the Message Bible. It says, the people of Israel kept right on doing evil in God's sight. This is beginning with verse 1. In God's sight, with Ehud dead, God sold them off to Jabin, king of Canaan, who ruled from Hazar, Sisera, who lived in Harosheth. Hagoyim was the commander of his army. The people of Israel cried out to God because he had cruelly oppressed them with his 900 iron chariots for 20 years. Deborah was a prophet, the wife of Lapidoth. She was judge over Israel at that time. She held court under Deborah's palm between Ramah and Bethel in the hills of Ephraim. The people of Israel went to her in matters of justice. She sent for her, she sent for Barak, son of Benoam from Kadesh of Naphtali, and said to him, it has become clear that God, the God of Israel, commands you, go to Mount Tabor and prepare for battle. Take 10 companies of soldiers from Naphtali and Zebulun. I'll take care of getting Sisera, the leader of Jabin's army, to the Kishon River with all his chariots and troops, and I'll make sure you win the battle. Barak said, if you go with me, I'll go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. She said, of course I'll go with you, but understand that with an attitude like that, there'll be no glory in it for you. God will use a woman's hand to take care of Sisera. Deborah got ready and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali together at Kadesh. 10 companies of men followed him, and Deborah was with him. It happened that Heber the Kenite had parted company with the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' in-law. He was now living at Zarephath near Kadesh. Deborah said to Barak, charge, this very day God has given you victory over Sisera. Isn't God marching before you? Barak charged down the slopes of Mount Tabor, his 10 companies following him. God routed Sisera, all those chariots, all those troops, before Barak. Sisera jumped out of his chariot and ran. Barak chased the chariots and troops all the way to Harosheth Hagoyim. Sisera's entire fighting force was killed. Not one man was left. An amazing, amazing victory, an amazing story from the book of Judges. And in fact, this is one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible. The story of one young man whose name was Barak. This is the only account in the Bible about Barak, and yet he becomes a member of the Faith Hall of Fame as recorded in Hebrews chapter 11. How did he get there? He did not get there by himself. He had someone to help him, someone to walk with him and talk with him. This person's name, Deborah. Deborah was a true prophetess, a true prophet of the Lord. At this particular time in history, Israel was being oppressed by the king of Canaan, whose name was Jabin. He was a cruel man. He had oppressed the nation of Israel for 20 years. He also had a powerful army that included 900 chariots of iron. He was powerful. The Bible says that the children of Israel were crying out for mercy, and God responded to their prayers, speaking to Deborah the prophetess concerning the matter. Now, the Bible says that Deborah, that she dwelt between Ramah and Bethel. Ramah representing revelation, and Bethel representing prayer. So she was dwelling between prayer and revelation. And one day, when she was praying at Bethel, I love to pray. You know that. There's two major reasons I pray. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. And so Deborah was praying, and as she was praying, she got a word from the Lord. And I've said for many, many years, all you need in life is one unmovable, unshakable word from the Lord. And so Deborah got a word for Barak. And here was the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord was, the God of Israel command you to go to Mount Tabor and prepare for battle. Take 10 companies of soldiers with you, and you're going to win the battle. Barak had a word from the Lord, but he needed someone to walk it out with him, to go with him, to walk and talk with him. So he invited the prophet Deborah and to walk and talk with him. So she said, sure, I'll go. I'll walk it out with you. But it was not enough to receive a word from the Lord. Barak needed someone to walk it out with him, to talk with him, someone who believed in him. So I can hear Deborah saying to Barak as they begin to walk, you can do this, Barak. You can whip this army. You can win this war. You can deliver Israel. You can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can win what God says you can win. You can do this, Barak. You can do it. You can do all things through the Holy One. And you can make it. You can do it. You can make it. And you're looking good. So this morning, each of us must understand that it's wonderful to receive a word from the Lord. I've given thousands of prophetic words over the years. And it's good to receive a word from the Lord. We need individuals who can speak that word. But we also need individuals who help us walk the word of the Lord, walk it out, who will go with us, support us, encourage us, walk it out with us. And so Deborah had a word for Barak, but it was not enough. There's a lot of people that just believe, I just have a word from God, and it's all going to come to pass. It's not going to automatically come to pass. You must hear something, see something, say something, and then you must do something. We know that faith without works is dead, being alone. So, you know, Barak needed someone to walk it out. And Deborah reminded him, you know, if I walk with you, then I'll get the credit. But you must understand that if we're going to do great exploits for God, which I believe that God has called each of us to do, we must do that without caring who gets the credit. Barak didn't care if the prophetess Deborah got the credit. He didn't care. He just needed Deborah to walk with him, not to walk alone. I don't believe that God has called us to walk alone, for two, the Bible said two is better than one, even though he was not going to get the credit for it. You know, someone said there's no limit to what a person can do in life if they don't care who gets the credit. Barak didn't care who got the credit. He just wanted to be obedient to the voice of the Lord and see the victory of the Lord and see his assignment that he'd been given by God through the prophetic word fulfilled. So, you know, I just want to say today that each of us this morning must be persuaded that we are here on this earth to win, to be victorious, to win battles, to make our footsteps count, to understand our assignments in life and respond accordingly. But in order to do this, we must have partners. We must have those who will walk through this world with us, walking and talking it through with us. Can anybody say amen? So years ago, when I ministered for many weeks at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, a church founded by Dr. Larry Lee, and I was there for many weeks. Each morning we had a prophetic session with couples and individuals following the morning prayer sessions. And I would give the prophetic words, and then Pastor Mike Hankins, who was there to judge, he would always say to the recipients of the prophetic words that I was giving, he would say, "Let's pray it through and walk it out. Let's pray it through and walk it out." And so, well, those words still resound in my ears today and in my heart. So I'm a major proponent of prayer. I've had the opportunity since 1985 to be a national and international prayer leader. But I realize and recognize that it will not happen with prayer alone. Faith without works, as I said, is dead being alone. We must say something, and then we must do something. And so we pray, and then we obey. So we pray, we receive revelation. We receive a revelation or a word from the Lord or a prophecy. But then we must have others who will walk it out with us. God called me to preach 50 years ago in 1966. Dean and I are so delighted to have been celebrating this past year, 50 years in the ministry. And the Lord called me in Wichita Falls, Texas, in the summer of 1966. And he said to me, call me to preach the gospel, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But I needed someone who would walk with me, walk through this world with me, walk it out. And I found that person, Chloe Jean Gentry, better known as Jean Gentry, said to me, "I'll walk with you. I'll go where you go, and I'll preach where you preach, and wherever God has called you to do, I will do that." And so Jean Gentry has been walking and talking with me now for 50 years. Sometimes there's been sometimes during the past 50 years that I've been wanting to quit. I've been wanting to say, "I'm not going to do it anymore. I can't go any further." But Jean would just encourage me and say, "No, Dale, you can do it. We can do it. And we're in this together." And she's been walking with me now for 50 years. And in 1966, I received a word that I was going to preach, and I was going to lead revival meetings. But I needed someone to help me walk that word out and talk with me, talk it and walk it with me. And I found Pastor John Hoker. And I've known Pastor Hoker for several years, way back in Comanche, Oklahoma, when John and Donna Hoker lived in Comanche when I was a boy. And so he invited me to come and preach a revival at his church. And it was in December of 1966, and it was an incredible season. About 3 weeks there, I preached in December, and people came, and the glory of God came. And Pastor John Hoker said to me, "Dale, I'm gonna help you walk this out." And so he began to call other pastors, and he began to recommend me to other pastors. And I began to have revival meetings that I preached at, and he would walk with me and talk with me. And he helped Gene and I get started in revival ministry. The journey began. John Hoker walked with me, and he talked with me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me in 1979 while Gene and I were pastoring in at First Assembly of God in Del City, Oklahoma. And he spoke to me about building a new church building. The church had bought several acres of property on the main thoroughfare there in Del City, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I could do it, but there were so many obstacles, and it seemed like that we're not going to be able to get it done. But then my pastor at that time, Carl Alcorn, he came, Brother Alcorn came, and he began to encourage me that I could build this building when it seemed like it was impossible. And I have a video. You'll only be able to hear the audio portion. I have a video of Pastor Carl Alcorn in 1979 encouraging me to build this church there in Dell City, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City. And I'm going to see if I can play this for you from a conversation with Brother Alcorn. Okay, it's not working at the moment, but maybe it will work. Here we go.
Genuine joy being here with you and seeing the great progress you're making in the ministry and in this church, and to see your outreach and what you have planned for the future. And I can hardly wait to come back and see that new church that you're soon going to have on that beautiful location where you will attract thousands and thousands of people every day. And that's our business, is to attract men and women to Christ. God bless you. Your great work.
Okay, so there you have that message I was playing all the way back to 1979 when I felt like, hey, I don't know if I can do it, I can make it. Brother Alcorn stepped up and said, Dale, you can do it, and that was his voice. Even though Brother Alcorn has been gone to heaven many, many years, I still play that encouraging word that he gave me. Wow. What an amazing word it was. So Brother Alcorn said, I'm going to walk with you. And he did. And he helped me, of course, dedicate the facility, the building, and walked it out with me. And today that church is there and has been there, of course, all of these many, many years. And it is housed not only what is now Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, where Pastor Lawrence Neeson is, but it also has helped house Middale Christian School, which is now Destiny Christian School, there since 1981. Wow! So how amazing is that? And so I needed someone to walk with me, and so just as Barrick needed someone to walk with him, we today need people that will walk with us. You know, in 1996, after leading prayer at the White House, what an incredible honor that was, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about calling 1,000 churches to pray with me for another spiritual awakening in America. Here's what he said to me. I want you to pray until there's a major revival in every major city. And 1,000 churches seemed, you know, quite impossible. In fact, you know, when I began to share that word with some others, I did not receive very much encouragement until one day I shared that word. And Pastor Tom Peters, the pastor of that great church in Lake Worth, Florida, where I will be next week, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in Lake Worth, Florida, he said to me, Dale, he said, you're going to do this. In fact, he said, you're going to have more than 1,000 churches, and I'm going to walk with you, and I'm going to help you do it. And so Tom Peters, Pastor Tom Peters, began to walk and talk with me. He walked it out with me, and today we have 1,203 churches who are praying with us, have one or more members of these 1,203 churches who are part of the Breakout Prayer Network. But I needed not only a word from God, I needed someone to walk it out with me, and others helped me also, of course. And then in 1990, the Holy Spirit gave me a word that I was to make a prayer chain, according to Ezekiel chapter 7, which says, for the land was full of bloody crimes, and the city was full of violence. And I didn't know how to make a prayer chain. I was not a pastor of a church. I was a traveling minister, prophetic voice, a revivalist. I didn't know how I could do that, but I know that one word from God can change your life forever. I had a word from God. I just needed someone that would help me walk out that 24-hour-a-day prayer chain. So nothing happened for several months or several years. I kept praying about it, speaking about it. And then one day in 1994, I shared that word with Pastor Bob Nichols, where I was ministering. I'd been ministering for many weeks at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And when I shared that word, Pastor Bob Nichols said, I'll help you with that. We can do that here at Calvary Cathedral. We will start a 24-hour prayer chain, and I'll walk it out with you. And so we started in May of 1995, and the church started praying 24 hours a day, and they prayed around the clock for 18 years. They're still praying maybe 12, 14, 16 hours a day. And so it happened. And the church began to pray, encourage other people to pray, and we started a prayer chain that went around the clock at the church for 24 hours a day for 18 years. And Pastor Bob Nichols, he walked it out with me. We would walk and talk, and he'd say, "Dale, we can do this." He encouraged me. He encouraged the church. It was an amazing, amazing time. And in May of this year, of 2017, we will celebrate 22 years of that prayer chain. And so he walked with me and talked with me, and we walked it out. And so it's amazing. In 1990, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and I praying in our bedroom that we were going to lead prayer. We would go to churches, stay for weeks and months at a time. We would pray through until we break through. We didn't know how in the world we would do that, but my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, he said, come to my church, and we started there. We were supposed to stay there for 3 days, and we stayed for 11 weeks, and then it just started. And for many years, Gene and I did protracted prayer revivals, long-term prayer revivals. It was amazing. Because one man, Pastor B.B. Hankins, who's gone to be with the Lord, as well as John Hoker, as well as Carl Alcorn and others, said, I'm going to walk it out with you. And so he said many times, if I'd had to go on and borrow the money, I would have done it over again. And so he started a walk with me, and it lasted for many years, and the results are continuing to last over these many years, that one word from God and somebody who was willing to walk and talk with me, it was just amazing. So I'm here to tell you on this New Year's Day that all you need, like Barrick, like Dale Gentry and many others, all you need is one unmovable, unshakable word from God. But when you get that word, you must have somebody that believes in you, a company that believes in you and that is willing to make the journey, who's willing to walk through this world with you, and because there is power in those that are willing to walk with you. It is just amazing, amazing, amazing. Yes, it is.
Really?
And what a delight it is to be able to have someone who's going to walk it out with you. And here's just an amazing song that I'm going to play for you, a little bit of it, and I think you'll like it.
I love you so. In life we serve, and some of us find. I searched for you a long, long time, and now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world with me.
Now, some of you are saying here today on this Sunday, can God speak to us through a country song? Walk through this world with me. And I'm here to say that God can speak to you any way he wants to. If he wants to speak to you through a country song, then he can do that also. So I'm just saying that God has chosen people, even from the beginning of time, to come and walk through this world with you, to say you can do it, you can make it, and you're looking good. So I'm delighted today to tell you that God is at work in your life. You could have been born any time in history past. You could have been born any time in history future. But here you are now, alive in 2017. And I am declaring Happy New Year. I'm declaring it is a new day. And I declare that you are leaving 2016 behind. Anything that has happened in the past, you're going to leave behind. There's a saying that says, whatever happens in Vegas will be left in Vegas. But that's probably not necessarily true. There could be major consequences of whatever happened in Vegas. But I'm here to tell you that whatever's happened in the past, you can leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. And as Brian Ming plays on the keyboard, I'm just going to, first of all, before I do anything else, is to encourage you to leave 2016, 2015, 2011, 2007, 1972, whatever it may be, leave it all behind. Don't bring it into 2017. This is a new year. Don't bring your baggage from the past into 2017. Leave it all behind. The good, the bad, the ugly. Thanking God, remembering what he has done for you in the past, celebrating that. But all of the difficulties, the misunderstandings, the unforgiveness, the hurts, the wounds, the disappointments, the grieving, the suffering, the sorrow. Today is a new day, church. And I declare that you can leave it all behind. Things that you thought could have been, might have been, should have been, should have happened. If I'd only done this, if I hadn't have done that, we're going to leave it all behind. It's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. God has appointed this day a new year. Why did he change courses every 365 days so you could have a new beginning? This is day one of month one. Day one of month one. Why did God do that? He did it for you so you could start over again. And there's some of you, you say, I've just made so many mistakes. I've just done so many bad things, and I've made some wrong choices. I wish I could start over again. You can. I declare in the name of Jesus, you can. You can. I command you to start again. You can do this. You can. If you are willing to do it. But you must do it. You must leave what could have been, might have been, should have been in 2016. Don't bring it into 2017. God will give you the strength to do that. I'm going to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice today will leave behind what's happened in 2016 and 15 and 11 and whenever it may be. Leave it all behind today. I know that they can. And I believe that they will today. Just say with your voice, I'm going to leave it all behind. I'm not bringing my baggage. I'm not bringing all of that into 2017. I set myself in agreement with Pastor Dale Gentry that this is a new year. It's a new day. It's a dawning of a new day. I release what could have been, might have been, should have been. I release people that have hurt me, offended me, done me wrong. I'm willing to walk in love and forgiveness. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And for those of you that are attending church today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, I'm going to give you this invitation to accept Him, to be saved. I never want to let a service go by here on Breakout Radio Church. Never want to let a service go by that I don't give people an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let him come. And I just encourage you to come today. What better time to give your heart and life to Jesus than on the first day of 2017? What a better time to start over if you're a backslider away from God. What a better time to start over than the first day of 2017. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. And I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you said that prayer, you need to get you a Bible. And find you a local church. And if you don't have a local church, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I'll be a pastor. I'll care for you. I'll pray for you. I'll lift you up before the Lord. This morning, I was praying for members of Breakout Radio Church. And I will continue to pray. All you have to do to be a member of this worldwide church and have a pastor is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you get there, you'll see the picture of a little white church with a red roof. You become a member of that church. That church. Just click on the church, and there will be a membership card. You fill it out and submit it. Fill it all out and submit it. And I'll receive that, and I will begin to pray for you. I'll reach out to you. You can reach out to me. Boy, the power of the internet is remarkable. The power of FaceTime, the power of Skyping, the power of texting and phone calls, and it's just all amazing. You reach out, and I'll reach out to you. Go to breakoutradiochurch.com. Click on the little church. Fill out the membership card to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. And I want to encourage all of you church members now to get ready to give your tithes and your offerings and your contributions to Breakout Church. I just want to encourage every one of you to be faithful in your giving. And if you're visiting Breakout Radio Church today, you'd like to make a contribution, here's how you do it. Here's how everybody does it. Go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And there is a donate button there for you. And you can click on the donate button and use your PayPal credit card or debit card. You can use your PayPal credit card or debit card to make your contribution today. And if you want to write a check, here's what you do. You make the check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries. And here is the address to send it to, our Breakout Ministry Center. Breakout Ministries, and you can send it to Post Office Box 91985. That's Post Office Box 91985, Post Office Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. 78709. And remember that your gifts, of course, are tax deductible. Want to give you that one more time. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. I want to encourage everyone to give today. And I want to encourage all of you church members to be faithful with your finances, with your tithes and offerings. Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so I want to give you just a few moments to prepare your gift, whether you're writing a check to Breakout Ministries or you're going to breakoutradiochurch.com and clicking on the little church, clicking on the donate button. I want to give you just a few moments to make out your check and to get your contribution ready. And then I'm going to speak a blessing upon you at this time. Father, I pray right now for those who are giving tithes and offerings and contributions to Breakout Radio Church. I pray that you would bless them, bless their gifts and contributions today. I pray that you take the seed and multiply it. Lord, bless them, I pray, in Jesus' name. I ask that you bless them, supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I thank you for it, and I believe you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now I want to pray. I want to pray for those of you that have this dream in your heart. And you say, I don't know how in the world it's going to be fulfilled. Here's what I do. Every day I pray for divine appointments and divine connections. For divine appointments and divine connections. Because I believe that there are people out there, somewhere out there, who's ready to help you. Because none of us can do it without partners. None of us can do it without people who says, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to walk it out with you. We're going to walk and talk. And that's what I want to do. As your pastor, those of you who are members of Breakout Radio Church, I want to help you. I want to help you walk it out. One of the major reasons I pioneered BPN Radio over 2 years ago, I wanted to hold the microphone for other people and let them share their story, what God was doing in their lives or dreams that God had put in their lives. I wanted to hold the microphone. I believe that God has set people in your life to hold the ladder while you climb. I do believe that. I do believe there's a divine purpose in your life. I believe there are assignments regardless of what has happened in the past. And I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. So I have this word from God. But you must understand that it will not happen automatically. Even though I believe in prophecy, even though I believe in revelation, even though I believe in prophetic words from the Lord, prophetic dreams, it's not going to happen without somebody to come along and says, I need you to walk with me. Barak had this word from God that he was going to do to defeat the army that had oppressed Israel for 20 years. But he needed someone to help him walk it out. And I believe that God is putting people in your life to help you walk it out. I'm going to pray with you right now. I'm going to pray with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. I just ask in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord that you would just tell people today to realize, Lord, that you have a wonderful plan for their lives. And you desire to fulfill that plan. You desire to do it. You desire to bring it to pass. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we believe you. We trust you and put our confidence in you today in Jesus' name. And I pray for every person under the sound of my voice today that has this dream, has this prophetic word. I set myself in agreement that all things are possible and nothing is impossible with God, and that God can do it. And I pray for you now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that 2017 is a great year. It's a great year. It's a wonderful year. And I believe that God is making up for lost time in your life. I just believe it, that God is making up for lost time in your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, somebody praise him with me. Somebody worship. Worship. Worship our God with me. Lord, you're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're awesome. You're a marvelous God. You're an awesome God. I'm so thankful and grateful that you're at work in my life, in our lives. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Well, we have people in our meeting room that's ready to pray with you, answer any questions you may have. And all you have to do is just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com. And when you get there, you just click on the meeting room. One of our leaders is there waiting to pray with you. And remember that starting this week, we have a church every night of the year at 8 o'clock Central Time, every night, every weekday morning at 9 o'clock. We want to make room for people that may have to work on Sundays, or there are different times you have to work. We're going to provide a time for you to go to church every night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and every weekday morning at 9 a.m., and then, of course, every Sunday morning here at 8 o'clock, Breakout Radio Church. We want to provide an opportunity for you to go to church. And so tell your friends and tell your neighbors. Remember, at 10 o'clock this morning on this Sunday, the 1st of January, I'm ministering at Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. I was there in the beginning with Todd and Cindy Mooring, Callie Hargraves, helping them start in the funeral home. And boy, what advancement they've made. My spiritual grandson Leland will be there. It's going to be a great time. And next week, I'm going to be ministering in Florida. And I'll be telling you more about that in the coming days on BPN Radio. Well, come take my hand. Walk through this world with me. It's going to be a great year. I'm so thankful to have you attending Breakout Radio Church. I sure love you. Father, I bless the people that have come to church today. I ask that you bless them abundantly, mightily. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's going to be a great year. And I bless them right now. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for coming this morning to Breakout Radio Church.
My hand and walk through this world with me. dreams with me. I love you so. And now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world with me. Come take my hand and walk through this world.